At Place de la Seu, Cathedral Square. The verandas of Merceria Street and Balcells House. Continue along Carrer Major in the direction of the cathedral. Before climbing the majestic stairway, note the verandas on your right-hand side. These are the verandas of Carrer Merceria and were constructed in the 14th century. When the city was rebuilt in medieval times, the streets were mostly laid out following the lines of the old provincial Roman buildings and the roads that were built during the Visigothic period. The city is therefore structured around a long diagonal axis that crosses the city from end to end and connects one of the main gates to one of the principal seats of power, the Archbishop's Palace, where one now finds the block of houses surrounded by Carrer Merceria, Nou de Patriarca and Pare Iglesias. The verandas of La Merceria are therefore the meeting point of the two diagonal axes that provided the structure for the medieval city, and which, in all likelihood, were previously the arcaded streets of the provincial Roman Forum. In fact, in some of the shops, under the verandas, the remains of some of the vaults of the old Roman square can still be found. The vaults in Carrer Merceria include pointed arches supported on broad columns. During medieval times, this area was home to a vegetable market. One is still held here every Sunday. We will now go to the foot of the steps in front of the cathedral in Pla de la Seu, an area that preserves much of the medieval flavour of Tarragona, where you will notice a large building to the left of the cathedral, set back from the square. The Balcells House is also known as the Palau de Cambrer, Chamberlain's Palace. Up until the end of the 16th century, it housed the chambers of the Canon of Tarragona, one of the most important ecclesiastical figures of the time. This large building forms part of a group of aristocratic mansions that were constructed during the 14th and 15th centuries. It is currently in private hands, and the interior is not open to visitors. This building is an annex of the cathedral, and it is said that some of its offices look directly over the interior to allow the proceedings to be viewed at any time. The palace has a distinctly medieval feel, as does the Pla de la Seu. The facade includes large lintel doors and Gothic windows, now converted to balconies. The first floor windows include three foiled arches supported by thin columns. The Balcells House served as a residence for Aragonese and Spanish monarchs during their visits to Tarragona. It was also the residence of Pedro de Luna, Pope Luna, and Joana Enriquez, wife of King Joan II d'Aragon, and mother of King Ferdinand the Catholic. To your right, looking at the cathedral, you will see a tall building with a classic medieval appearance. The old rectory, built between the 12th and 13th centuries, whose facade looks over the Pla de la Seu, boasting well-defined stalls on the lower section and four-part mullioned windows.